This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney, our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in! In at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41 to 38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, no, no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Bogdan's for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bogdan's up one. Bogdan's up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And scoresbroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkin's up four. Bodkin's up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewey. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewey, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This to scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And hello once again to all of you here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Jackson Center. Shelby County Athletic League boys action on this Tuesday night. It's our third look at the Jackson Center Tigers, our second peek at the Botkins Trojans. Botkins 3-0, unbeaten on the year, 1-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Botkins was 15-10 last year, 7-5 in league play. Jackson Center 0-2. This is the Tigers' first SCAL game of the season. Jackson Center last year finished the campaign ranked fourth in the state, 26-2 overall, 11-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League in the 22-23 season. Only two setbacks, a one-pointer and a two-pointer to Arushi. Aaron Kloffenstein, head coach of the Jackson Center Tigers in year number one. Phil Groves, third season as the mentor of the Botkins program. Chuck, these games in December, every bit as important as those in February. Jackson Center, if it wants to hang around and challenge Rushi late in January into February, it's got to hold home court and win here tonight.
Well, I think so. And, I mean, it's too early in the season to really talk about the situation, except it's going to take something to upset Rushi in the league this year.
Yep.
And I think that the two teams we're seeing tonight, along with Anna, are going to battle for second place. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't trip Rushi up at some point, but this is a big game for Jackson and Botkins tonight.
We've got the Anna-Houston game at the Anna Gym on Friday night. I talked to both coaches in the last 24 hours at Anna and Houston, including second-year Houston head coach Caleb Pletterjohn, of course, Nate Barhorst, veteran head man at Anna, and they talked about what Aaron Kloffenstein here at Jackson Center is talking about. We need to find that second score, a third score, and our leading score is varying from one night to the next. We just need more consistency and better point production at other spots on the court. In the case of Jackson Center, 7 points from Reed Platfoot in game one. He had help, but he only scored 7. Game two, he pumped in 18 and couldn't get the assistance he needed up at Coldwater.
Yeah, and you're right. You need to find those secondary guys that play the roles for you. The other thing you need to do is find the right combination, your subbing combination. You usually like to go with 8 people, run them in. I used to have an assistant sub because I was coaching the game. They knew what I wanted to do, and that's a big part of it, too, the rotation early in the season.
Yeah, clearly it's not the work in progress for Botkins as it is for Jackson
right.
Center, which graduated 40 to 45 points per game from that very fine club 1 year ago.
Yeah, the cupboard isn't bare for sure. Scott Elkard left Aaron, some basketball players. They got Lucas Hartle, Lucas Heitkamp, Cooper Hartle, Reed Flatfoot. That is the one that they really need for all of them to score for them to have a successful season.
Super guard play so far for the Botkins Trojans. 2 on the perimeter in double figures in the win over Fort Loramie in the game we covered last Friday night.
Colin Dosik had a terrific game against Fort Loramie. Rylan Paul had a great game. J.J. Meyer didn't shoot it that well, but you know he's going to. And I was real impressed with Russell Lenhart. He's the one playing for Colton Plyman. He's starting for him. He had a great game also, just a junior. And then you look at Jordan Herzog. That is their score and what should be their best player.
These two clubs met in the regular season twice, of course, last year. Botkins played Jackson Center close at the Botkins Gym. That was an 8-point game, 46-38. Tigers won easily here at the Habitat of the Cat 1 year ago, 50-32. We'll return with more from here at Jackson Center. 2 minutes, 32 seconds left in a good junior varsity game.
It is a 7-point lead for Botkins. Trojans up 28-21, under three left in the fourth quarter. Varsity tilt tonight, Jackson Center hosting Botkins. Our third look at the Tigers, second look at the Trojans here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Slide into the holidays with sliders from Frisch's. Get two classic sliders piled high with fresh, never-frozen beef patties, Frisch's famous tartar sauce, oh, the tartar sauce. Grilled onions, American cheese, and pickles with fries and a drink for only $8.99. The perfect fuel to power you through your holiday shopping. Or feed your whole crew with the Sliders Family Pack. Get six sliders and your choice of four sides for only $19.99. Make it a happy holiday with sliders from Frisch's. Stop in or order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
A, from storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency, using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. Jackson Center simply needs to shoot a better percentage on its jump shots and on its long rangers behind the arc. Meanwhile, for Botkins, Trojans need to use their inside depth to slow down Reed Platfoot, who scored 18 points on Saturday night against Coldwater. Those are the key building components for these two teams this evening. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Located on East Main in Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive, it is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high, and it's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. A minute 9 seconds to go in our preliminary tilt, 28-23. Botkins JVs lead Jackson Center. Good scoring from a fine freshman guard for Jackson Center. You will hear a lot about a young man with the last name Sir.
Preston, first name.
Yep, he's got 10. Preston Sir with 10 so far. And for the Jackson Center Tigers, a real good outing through the first couple quarters by a young man whose number I don't have, and I apologize. I stuck my neck out on a limb.
Well,
and
I'll
could
tell
not
you.
Follow through. 21 on the junior varsity is the leading scorer. My mistake.
This is James Steinke.
I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong side of the ledger. For Botkins, it's Steinke.
James Steinke, yes, sir.
He's got 9 for the Botkins JVs. Preston Sir has got 10 for the Jackson Center JVs. Under a minute left in our JV contest. 28-23 in favor of Botkins by 5. Jack, mind your P's and Q's and look at the Jackson Center roster when you're looking for a Tiger player, not the Botkins roster. It doesn't work that way.
And now they Preston Sir. I think he's a sophomore. He's not a freshman.
My mistake.
Yep. They'd love to have him be a freshman and be this good.
Oh, yeah. If he could redshirt a year, that would be
the way that should work.
That would be in their favor. Phil Groves, third-year head coach at Botkins in the 21-22 season. He was the District 9 Boys Coach of the Year. Trojans were regional runner-ups to Tri-Village. And from the 18-19 season through the 2021 campaign, Phil coached the varsity girls here at Botkins. Aaron Kloffenstein succeeds Scott Elkert, who over 23 years, head man here at Jackson Center, spanning two stints. Aaron, a disciple of Coach Elkert, played for him at Jackson Center. In 2014, Coach Kloffenstein was hired to teach math, and he took the JV coaching job as well. And he's been on the sideline in a number of basketball coaching capacities here at Jackson Center ever since. We'll be back with more as the JV game winds down. Varsity tilt about 15 minutes away. Jackson Center hosting Botkins tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCon in Minster. SECURCON. Online at SecureCon.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It's our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. And we got started back in 2006. Hard to believe, more than 17 years ago, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which moved to Shelby County in 1983 from L.A., California. Thus the name LaCal. Thank you so much, LaCal Equipment. Wouldn't be here today bringing you sports online without the continued support of LaCal Equipment, which is a founding sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. And in our pregame segment, we highlight the LaCal Equipment
student athlete performer of the night, and it's a couple of cheerleaders for Jackson Center. Marin Ludwig, junior cheerleader for the Tigers, daughter of Craig and Gina. 4.0 GPA for Marin Ludwig. National Honor Society is one activity, FTA, FCCLA, setter in volleyball, third baseman in softball, big brothers, big sisters, Marin Ludwig, junior at Jackson Center, one of our locale equipment honored student athletes here tonight, along with Maya Boyer of Botkins, junior cheerleader, daughter of Jen and Jason, 3.75 GPA, participates in FFA, Foreign Language Club, competitive gymnastics, 4-H. Both Ludwig and Boyer, both Marin and Maya, undecided about the college of their choice. Marin would like to pursue criminal justice, and for Maya, probably biology. And Maya, by the way, has a couple of twins. Twins in the family, Ella and Eli. They're seventh graders at Botkins. We say hello to them. Marin Ludwig, Maya Boyer, cheerleaders at Jackson Center and Botkins, respectively. Our locale equipment student spotlight performers here tonight. JV game goes to the visiting Botkins Trojans, 31-26 over Jackson Center, here on ScoresBotkins.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
The Botkins Trojans undefeated so far. Wins over Waynesfield Goshen 76-37 and Riverside 76-48, and a whipping of Fort Loramie last Friday night 63-34. Fort Loramie cut into an early 19-point deficit, trimmed the Botkins advantage to 7 with about 3 minutes gone in the third quarter. Then Botkins took off. It is an explosive Trojans team with much more scoring returning out there on the hardwood this year than Jackson Center. which graduated a lot of firepower. Chuck, I thought Jackson Center gave a real good account of itself in the opener against Rushi for 3.5 quarters. And if you look at quarters 1, 2, and 4 versus Coldwater on Saturday night, 39 points in those three periods, but just one bucket in that third period when Jackson Center essentially lost the ballgame.
Well, they came out after halftime, and boy, that's a key 2 or 3 minutes to start a half. And Coldwater set the tone. They had a couple of kids at guard that were just outstanding. They took it over, and that was it for Jackson on Saturday night.
Other Shelby County Athletic League action tonight. Anna's at Fairlawn. Rushi's at Houston. Fort Recovery is playing a non-SCAL game at Fort Recovery. And, of course, here, Jackson Center is entertaining Botkins. Three girls' games on Thursday this week in the county. Fairlawn at Botkins, Houston at Anna, and Jackson Center at Fort Loramie. Coming up on Friday night, Houston plays at Anna in a boys' contest. That's the game we'll cover here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fairlawn is at Botkins on Friday night, and Jackson Center is at Fort Loramie on Friday night. On Saturday, we have girls' action for you from Minster. Fort Loramie takes on the Wildcats. Tip-off about 1:15 or 1:20. Airtime a quarter of one on Saturday afternoon. Then Saturday night from Rushi, Minster in action on the road against the Rushi Raiders. That should be a dynamite Division IV boys basketball game on Saturday evening from Rushi. Airtime about a quarter till seven. Junior varsity game here tonight, won by Botkins. Well-played contest. Trojans held on to eke it out. Varsity tilt just around the corner. Botkins on the road at Jackson Center. I'm Jack along with Chuck here on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1 square mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations, 6 states.
And the pep band here at Jackson Center tuning up in the background. The Shelby County League schools kind of rival each other for noise. and it's a good kind of noise. It's pep band noise.
Oh, yeah.
That gets you energized and invigorated and ready for the big game.
Yeah, I think the Jackson Center and Rushi have the pep bands that are the most effective because the gyms are small and it's really loud.
Yeah, there you go. Jackson Center's band, 9.8 decibels on a 10-point scale. Rushi's 9.75.
Yeah. And we know Anna's because we always work right there next to them when they're warming up before they go out for the game. So I like to lead them a little bit, teach them a little bit of my musical knowledge, which would take about 3 seconds.
Chuck, in the last few days, I've had a conversation with Andy Bixler of the Southwest District Athletic Board, Superintendent Anna Schools, regarding the super sectional in which the Division IV boys will play, and that means that the 27 schools that comprise Troy and Piqua, that have comprised the Troy and Piqua sectionals districts in the past, are all lumped together in a traditional Piqua-based team, such as the Shelby County League Club, like Botkins, Jackson Center here tonight, Rushi, Houston, Fairlawn, could choose to play down in Troy if they so wanted. And keep in mind that number one seed is going to have a shot at a particular bracket in Piqua or Troy that will play a Cincinnati district winner, or I should say will play a Cincinnati sectional winner in the district, and then will feed into the regional, providing the opportunity to play a Columbus district winner. But we may be separated between Piqua and Troy as we follow sectional tournament games in the month of February.
Well, I'm on the fence. I don't like it in Division I. I think it takes the teams like Sydney and Piqua, and it causes them to go play far away and games that they can't possibly win. It won't be that way in Division IV because the strength of Division IV is up here.
Yes.
It's not down south.
Right. Yes.
So we'll see. Troy is a horrible venue to try to call any kind of sport. I'd much rather be at Piqua, but we'll go wherever the action is.
Shelby County Athletic League teams will not necessarily be bunched at Piqua for sectional tournament play this year. That could be split, a few at Troy, a few at Piqua. Keep in mind, I do think it is advantageous for the SCAL schools in that it is possible, because of the super sectional arrangement, that three Shelby County Athletic League teams make the regional. That before was not possible because you had just two potential qualifiers for the regional from the SCAL out of the Piqua tournament.
That's a plus.
Yeah.
My fear is that the sectional finals that have been so intense at Piqua are going to be watered down at Piqua and Troy.
You're right. Now you're going to have one at Piqua, one at Troy, and they could very well be on the same nights. Who knows?
Absolutely.
That's to be determined. We'll wait and see. 4 minutes away from the start of our varsity tilt tonight, it is Botkins on the road at Jackson Center. Trojans 3-0. Jackson Center Tigers 0-2, looking for their first win under new head coach Aaron Kloffenstein. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G
T430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Hey, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years now, Barker Insurance has been one of the most valued agencies in the whole area. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Chuck, I missed it in the last few weeks. State football honors. How about Michael Osborne, Versailles senior quarterback, named first team offense and named the Division VI Offensive Player of the Year?
Well, he was a heck of a football player, so that's an honor he definitely deserves.
Yep, Sydney's Eli Biddle, a solid lineman offensively and defensively, was named honorable mention All-State in Division II. In Division VII, Fort Loramie junior receiver Carter Eilerman was named first team offense. Nice. He led the squad, 37 catches, 582 yards, 8 touchdowns. Senior offensive lineman for Fort Loramie, Roger Hoing, second team in Division VII. Senior linebacker Brock McCumber, third team defense, as was junior defensive back Max Maurer. So the Fort Loramie Redskins, under head coach Spencer Wells, placed four on teams 1, 2, and 3 statewide in Division 7.
That's terrific.
And also in D7, Layman Catholic sophomore receiver Turner Lachey was named second team offense. Senior quarterback Donovan O'Leary was named third team offense. Minster senior James Niemeyer, third team offense. Minster junior offensive lineman Will Frimmel and junior defensive lineman Ian Homan were named honorable mention. We've got basketball for you in just a few minutes. Bodkins here at Jackson Center boys action in the Shelby County Athletic League on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street legal carts and maintenance carts for your business, reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Oh, it's a comfortable Tuesday night on the outside. This coming Friday night, Chuck, would have been another great Friday evening for high school football. State championships already taken place. We had great weather all fall, and we're going to be up to what, low to mid-50s for Friday afternoon?
That's what they're saying. I never complain. All the way through Christmas, it's supposed to be in the 50s or 40s.
Oh, my.
That's Christmas to me. I grew up in California.
Santa, some way, despite the warmer weather, will find a way to get here.
Absolutely.
Here are the starting lineups for tonight's big game. For the Bodkins Trojans, the visiting team in the road black with white numbers and gold trim, Colin Dusick, 5'10 junior guard, along with Ryland Paul, a 5'11 senior. J.J. Meyer out front, a 5'7 senior. Russell Lenhart, a 6'4 junior, continues to fill in for Colton Kleiman, a 6'4 junior, who's out with a meniscus injury that could be back in a couple of weeks, maybe sooner. Jordan Herzog, 6'4" senior, is the fifth starter for Bodkins under third-year head coach Phil Groves.
I talked to Colton Kleiman's dad a little bit before the JV game, and he said that he's going to get his jersey. He's excited. He's ahead of the game. He's going to get his jersey back, but they don't want to start him. He wants to start now. They're going to do a little caution and make sure he's ready to go.
Makes sense.
Absolutely.
For the Jackson Center Tigers, Lucas Hartle, 5'10" senior guard, along with Cooper Hartle, a 5'8" junior. Lucas Heitkamp at a wing, a 6'1" junior. Trevor Huber, a 6'1" senior. Reed Platfoot, 6'6" junior, up front in the Jackson Center Tigers in the home white with orange numbers in black piping. Take the opening tip. Huge Tiger logo at midcourt. That's where Lucas Heitkamp works. Coming out to catch Reed Platfoot. Platfoot at 6'6", coming off an 18-point game on Saturday night on the road at Coldwater. Gives it up to Heitkamp on the weave. Near side pass to Lucas Hartle. Bodkins in the switching man-to-man. Right side toss handled by Lucas Heitkamp. Spin move is at the elbow. Cut off, can't drive. Leaves it behind him to Huber. We've played 45 seconds. Patience and offense with Jackson Center. Good tight defense by the Trojans. Deep left corner, Cooper Hartle. 30 feet away, Lucas Heitkamp. Heitkamp picked up on the arc by Lenhart. Outside the arc in the right flank. Lucas Hartle straight away, Lucas Heitkamp. Here is Huber with the ball, 35 feet out. Top of the circle, Lucas Hartle. Right corner, flat foot. The big man starts a drive at 6'6". He enters the lane. Fadeaway shot from 10. No good off the flange. Rebound Bodkins. Forecourt to our right for the Trojans is Dosick on a weave to Paul. Straightaway Herzog skips it cross court to Dosick. Fakes a pass, drives, loops it up strong. Gets his own rebound off the floor. Throws to Paul on the arc to J.J. Meyer. Bullseye! Three-pointer. Bodkins in the lead, 3-0. Good ball movement, Chuck, but Bodkins.
Excellent job.
Got an offensive rebound in the mix and restarted the attack. A minute, I should say 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter of this game. Bodkins up 3-0. Head of the circle for the Tigers. It is Lucas Heitkamp. Now Huber 30 feet out. Pressure D applied to Dosek. High left, Lucas Heitkamp. Handoff on the play to Flatfoot. Body foul committed by Herzog. 25 feet from the basket.
Yeah, they don't need Jordan to pick up silly fouls like that.
Yep, Jackson Center has had possession of the basketball for the bulk of the first 2 minutes, 18 seconds. Have they taken a shot yet? No, don't think so. Jackson Center, very disciplined, rotating the ball outside the top of the key. It's Lucas Heitkamp, handoff to Huber. Gets a screen from Huber, gives it right back to Trevor. 30 feet away on the left to Cooper Hartle. Lucas Hartle, top of the circle, down a flat foot. Oh, good hedge by Botkins, which steps in and steals. Nicely done by Dosik. Outlet pass down the right side to J.J. Meyer, who veers into the corner, goes baseline, comes back out. Now to Herzog in the end of the key. Picked up a flat foot. Spin move. Herzog in the paint. Oh, ducks nice. Under flat foot. Lays it up and scores.
Wow.
What a play.
That's enough and under for the ages right there.
Fancy dancy by Herzog of Botkins. Jordan made it look easy. Outstanding drop step. Trojans up 5-0 over Jackson Center. Here's Lucas Heitkamp, 25 feet away on the right. Straight away, Huber. His line drive jumper rimmed out. No good. Fine job by Lucas Heitkamp, who tips it right back to Huber. Hand off to Lucas Hartle, who enters the lane. Good defense. Scattered floor, loose ball. Jackson Center picks it up. Misses a wild shot in the lane. Here come the Trojans. J.J. Meyer again. Bombs away. Good! 28-footer J.J. Meyer. Botkins in the lead, 8-0.
Man, that young man, he gets his feet set. He can shoot just like his brother could.
Two threes by J.J. Meyer of the Trojans. Herzog, a field goal, 8-0 Botkins. Early advantage. We played half the first quarter. Outside the arc on the left, here is Jackson Center's Lucas Hartle getting a screen. Missed it, no good. Strong rebound, Reed Flatfoot, up and in. Well done by the 6'6 Flatfoot on the inside. Jackson Center's first two. 8-2 Botkins, 3:35 to go here in the first quarter. Here is Meyer, starts a drive, pulls up, foul line J, rimmed in and out. Long rebound on the arc to Paul. Paul lets it fly. And no, it's Colin Dosik who triggers in the bomb from way downtown. 3-3 so far for Botkins, which leads it 11-2 with 3:14 to go here in the first quarter. Meyer missed the first shot on that possession, the foul line jumper, but the long rebound was punched out to Paul, and he nailed it. As Jackson couldn't pick up defensive assignments after the loose ball rebound. Here's Flatfoot, baseline left for Jackson Center. Throws it out top of the circle. Good overplay by J.J. Meyer. Meyer on the steal. Tips down the floor. Layup good. Timeout Tigers. 13-2 Botkins. 2:48 to go first quarter. Unscores broadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, V-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Oh, don't forget, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney, a big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. One bargain after another. Take advantage at Goffney. It's family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. Here's Jackson Center attacking. Oh, a nice give from the right baseline into the middle of Lucas Heitkamp, who banks in a 7-footer. 13-4, Botkins in the lead, 2:20 left in the first quarter. Straight away, Dosik on the arc to Paul. Paul, far side of the floor, on a weave, gives it up out back for the Trojans to Russell Lenhart in the lane to Meyer. Meyer down low to Lenhart, right in front, twisting shot from 5 feet, yes.
Good no call on the charge there, too.
Good entry pass by Botkins, which made it work on the interior. As Lenhart finished, assist by Meyer, 15-4. Botkins in the lead by 11. Jackson Center 25 feet away. It is Cooper Hartle. Long step back three. Air mailed it. A little heavy. Far side of the rim. Rebound Paul down the floor to Meyer. They spread the floor for Meyer. He drives from the right corner. Fouled on a running bank shot. He'll shoot two.
I like to see J.J. Meyer's aggressiveness tonight. Known as a three-point shooter, but he's putting it on the floor and getting taking it to the rim.
Yeah, I like the way Bodkins opened up the floor for him. They put three or four young men on the other side of the court and let J.J. take advantage with his quick feet. Foul shot short. Second one coming. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney, family-owned and operated, as I noted. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We have you covered. Goffney Furniture and Mattress, GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, West Michigan in Sydney. Second foul shot, yes, by Meyer, and Bodkins is on top of 12, 16-4. 1:25 to go, quickly played first quarter. On the air early tonight, fast play JV game. I tell you what, most of these varsity tilts, boys and girls this year on scoresbroadcast.com, will tip somewhere around 7:15 or maybe even sooner.
Yep, you need to tune in early.
So join us at 6:45 for all the pregame. Batted ball, midcourt off Bodkins last. Jackson Center will throw in, a minute and a second to go here in the first period. 16-4 in favor of Bodkins, which got off to a very fast start.
Well, they jumped out to a 21-2 start on Fort Loramie when we saw them bunk Friday night.
Sure did. Here's a long three by Jackson Center. Hoisted up to Lucas Hartle. Hit the ring, no good. Long rebound right back to the Tigers. Lucas Heitkamp has it. Near side to Platfoot. Deep left corner, Lucas Hartle. He goes airborne on a three ball. Bullseye! 16-7. Bodkins up 9. Lucas Hartle gets into the act. Big goal for the Tigers, who cut it under double digits. Bodkins may play for one. 23 ticks to go here in the first quarter. Midcourt with the ball. Colin Gosick for Bodkins. He's on the bounce 25 feet away. Loosely guarded out front, the Jackson Center's Lucas Heitkamp. Here's Dosik into the top of the key with six to go. Great feed to the cutter, down on the inside. It is Lenhart. Shot blocked out of bounds by Jackson Center. Bodkins will throw in beneath the rim with 3.7 to go in the opening period.
Carter Kloppenstein has checked in. They got good minutes out of him at Coldwater.
Playmaker Dosik below the basket. If Carter Kloppenstein's looked good in both contests so far this year for Jackson Center. J.J. Meyer just tried to shoot a 30-foot three ball, and Jackson Center came out of nowhere and got a big-time piece of it and crammed it. That's how the first quarter ended up. It was all Bodkins. J.J. Meyer led the way. He had a couple of threes right out of the chute. Bodkins up 9, 16-7 over Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist, additional stylist, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway Styling Salon. Beautiful hair with beautiful care. 40 years in business. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. It's the family stylist, Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Turnover Bodkins as we open up play in the second quarter. Jackson Center inbounding, far side of the court. Last field goal, first period, a three ball by the Tigers to cut the deficit from 16-4 to 16-7. Here is Jackson Center handling. Kloffenstein out high, 18 feet from the rim. Enters the ball to Reed Blackfoot at 6-6 in the paint. Foul from behind. It is called, I think, on Herzog, number two.
That's his second.
Yep, as we remarked before the end of the first quarter, Carter Kloffenstein is on the court now for Jackson Center, 6'3 sophomore. Has looked good in appearances off the bench in the first two games for Jackson Center. Dribble drive in the lane. Lucas Heitkamp feeds Blackfoot. Baseline right. Thought about shooting. Didn't. Gave it up on the arc to Kloffenstein. He eyeballs the three. Doesn't go with it. Long range. Lucas Heitkamp sets and shoots the three. Barely caught iron. Rebound ricochets to J.J. Meyer for Botkins, which leads 16-7. A minute gone here in the second. 30 feet out for Botkins. It is Colin Dosik. They spread the floor for him. He starts a drive. Pulls up, doesn't shoot. Goes ahead of the key to Grant Flores. 6'3 senior is in. Adam Meyer at the foul line. Hand off to Noah Topp, who's checked onto the hardwood. 6'1 junior for Botkins. 6:40 left. First half. 16-7. Botkins on top. Dosik at the elbow on the left. Near side of the floor, Meyer. Meyer being guarded very closely by Jackson Center, Xavier Lowe, a 5'11 senior. Here's Ryland Paul down the lane. Hits a cutter toward the basket. It's caught and laid in. Strong play, Flora on the finish. I think that was Ryland Paul in the pass.
It was. Great pass.
It was perfect. Well-run offensive attack by Botkins. And there was a foul to boot at the charity stripe. Flora for the three-point play. Botkins on top, 18-7. Make it 19-7. Matching the Trojans' biggest lead, 12 points. 6:21 to go here in the first half. 19-7, Botkins on the floor, a three-point play. Here is Jackson Center working hard toward the rim. It's Kloffenstein who got it right in front from 5 feet. It rattled and dropped in. 19-9 in favor of Botkins, 2 minutes into the second quarter. Jackson Center, 25 feet away. It is Paul. That at top, J.J. Meyer, step back three, clanged off the iron. Loose ball rebound to Dosik. Straight away to Paul for three, scattered floor, and he sinks it. He sinks it. Botkins found the open man in the long rebound.
Four threes now for the Trojans here in the first half.
That's going to be their M.O. most of the year. 22-9, Jackson Center counters with the three ball. Lucas Hartle drills it from downtown. And Jackson Center gets a timeout. 5:29 to go, second quarter. Botkins 22, Jackson Center 12 on scorespodcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security and investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Botkins' biggest cushion a moment ago at 22-9. It's now 22-12 in favor of the Trojans. We're near the 5:20 mark, second quarter of play. Botkins has been a high-scoring club so far this season, 76-2 outings, and 63 in another. The weave is on, entering the lane, back to the basket. Flora flips on the arc to Dosik. Botkins at command by 10. Dosik dropped the ball out of the arc, picked it up, threw it near side to top. Top of the circle, foul line, flips it back out to Paul. Botkins runs its offense pretty confidently, Chuck.
Yeah, they're running their offense until they get what they want.
Here's J.J. Meyer flipping into the paint area. A driving hook shot with the left hand by Flora. High off the backboard. No good. And Jackson Center snaps the rebound. Ball thrown down the floor in the right corner for Blackfoot. The entry pass is wide of the mark, and it goes out of bounds. 22-12, Botkins, 4:36 left here in the second quarter. Good crowd on hand here at the Habitat of the Cat in Jackson Center. We're two rows behind the scorer's table in the stands, right among the visiting Botkins crowd.
Looks like a Friday night crowd. It's a good crowd.
It sure does. Seems like a Friday night. Here's J.J. Meyer, 30 feet away, 25 feet away. Head of the circle to top. Right wing to Paul. Holding high is Flora. Top of the circle. Adadosic, the guard, who fakes right, goes left into the corner. Back to the basket, skips it across the floor to J.J. Meyer, who veers into the corner, doesn't shoot. Hits a man top below the foul line. Almost in there too long. Flipped it head of the key to Paul, who dragged his pivot foot ever so slightly. Called by the referee, turnover, Jackson Center possession. 22-12. With 3:54 to go here in the second quarter. 10-point lead for Botkins. Jackson Center Tigers with possession. Lucas Heitkamp on the bounce. Coming out to catch Reed Platfoot. Straightaway Huber. Near side pass to Lucas Heitkamp. They try to post up Huber on the interior. Now here's Platfoot. He barrels down the right side of the lane. Flora shuts him off for Botkins. Pitch back out of the arc to Lucas Hartle. Right back into Platfoot. Spinning, high-arching floater. Wow, 10 feet. Good. Well done, Reed Platfoot, the 6'6 post player for the Tigers. 8-point lead for Botkins. 5 in a row for Jackson Center. 3:13 to go till halftime. Meyer in the right corner. Top of the circle to Flora. Outside the arc on the left. To Dosik, shot fake. Head of the key, top. Near side, Ryland Paul dribbles hard into the lane, running one-hander in the paint area. Yes, right in front. Well done. Timeout called. 2:55 to go here in the second quarter. It is Botkins 24, Jackson Center 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Oh, this game started fast here tonight. A couple of quick threes by J.J. Meyer. Those were two wise play calls, threes by Meyer. Those were the Wisebridge plays of that first quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Jackson Center possession after a break in the action, and the Botkins Trojans managed to claw the ball loose and come away with the takeaway. Botkins up 10 on offense to our right. Top of the circle, Paul was looking for Flora on the pick and roll, but he wasn't there. Flora comes to the foul line now to catch. Gives it up to Dosik to top, right back into Flora. Flora spins back to the basket. Huber's on his backside for Jackson Center. He can't shoot. So Flora gives it up on the arc to a teammate. Jackson Center fights it loose. Here come the Tigers, a run out. Lucas Hartle down the floor. Handoff in the lane area to teammate Lucas Heitkamp. His four-footer hangs on the iron forever and comes off. Tough break. Rebound Botkins. Long three by Paul. Bingo! Bingo! Ryland Paul. Second man of the forecourt to touch it, unloaded the trifecta and canned it. 8-point quarter now. Ryland Paul with 8 in the period, and the Trojans are up 13. Matching Botkins' biggest cushion, 27-14. 80 seconds to go, first half. Straightaway with the ball, Lucas Heitkamp for Jackson Center. Lucas on the bounce, goes left corner, Huber. Huber eyes the goal, doesn't shoot. Now Hartle. Hartle shot fake. Dips his shoulder, enters the lane, probes the middle of the floor, foul on the defense. Don't believe it's in the act of shooting. Maybe it is.
He called it a two.
Sure did. Jackson Center says, we'll take it.
Kind of a bailout. I'm not sure I would have made that call.
That ball didn't come out of his hands. Break Tigers to get two free throws. Lucas Hartle at the stripe. He flips it in. 27-15. Botkins is up a dozen. 104 to go here in the first half. Huber, Blatfoot, Lucas Hartle, along with Lucas Heitkamp and Preston Sir on the floor for Jackson Center. A couple of free throws are perfect for Lucas Hartle for the Tigers. And it's 27-16 in favor of Botkins. Under a minute to play here in the first half. In midcourt, handling the basketball for Botkins is Colin Dosick. Left side pass for Rylan Paul. Coming out to catch is Russell Lenhart. Now it is Paul with the ball. Clock says 35-34. Loosely guarding is Jackson Center. Botkins committed to playing for one. Up by 11, 27-16. Very late here in the second quarter. Clock down to 22, 21 seconds left. Straight away with the ball is Dosick. Dosick hand off to Paul. He's at the Tiger logo at midcourt. High dribble. Back to Dosick. Fake the three. Gave it to J.J. Meyer. Near side pass. Goes on the play to Noah Top. Down to five. Down to four. Down to three. J.J. Meyer 30 feet away. Stripped by Huber of Jackson Center. And he uncorks a shot just beyond the center line and missed it as the second quarter closed. Botkins held it for the majority of a minute. Came up empty. Excellent defense by Jackson Center down the stretch. Botkins 27, Jackson Center 16. Here at halftime on Scores, broadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Laramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
He'll be in all week.
Welcome back here to Jackson Center. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Before we go any further, a big shout out to Cheryl Boost up in Stony Ridge, Ohio, near Perrysburg. Cheryl is J.J. Meyer's aunt. J.J. plays for the Botkins Trojans. Big shout out to Cheryl Boost up in Stony Ridge near Perrysburg. Hello to you from scoresbroadcast.com. We'd also like to give a big hello to Carson Brown, Botkins basketball player. Outstanding in other sports as well is Carson. He is recovering from surgery at Dayton Children's Hospital. He is a Botkins Trojan basketball player, teammate of all the young men here tonight playing for Botkins against Jackson Center. Carson Brown may very well be listening to our scoresbroadcast.com presentation of this game. We say hello to Carson Brown at Children's. Hello, Carson. Halftime being brought to you here on scoresbroadcast.com by Schnipple Construction and Botkins. Schnipple, building excellence, building hotels for the hospitality industry. And by J&J Brodigham in Sydney. J&J Brodigham is your preferred underground plumbing specialist. Chuck?
Really not a lot of stats. I mean, Jackson only had 4 rebounds, 3 of them offensive, 1 defensive. Botkins 9, total 3 offensive rebounds. Both teams turned the ball 4 times. Botkins went to the free throw line 3 times, made 2. Jackson went 2 times and made them both. Individual scoring for Botkins, they were led by J.J. Meyer. He had 9 in the first. Ryland Paul had 8 in the second. And then they got 3 each from Dosik and Flora. 2 from Lenhart, 2 from Herzog. They scored 16 and 11, 27 for the first half. Jackson led by Lucas Hartle, who had 8. Reed Platfoot, 4. Then they got 2 each from Lucas Heitkamp and Xavier Lowe. They scored 7 and 9, 16 points in the first half. 16 points and a half. You're not going to win many basketball games.
Our biggest lead in this game for Botkins has been 13. That's our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigan in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigan. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigan has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigan can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigan has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigan also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigan. Yes, Brodigan, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigan, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-4000. 638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigam.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bodkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence.
Friday night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Houston at Anna. Tip off about 7:15 airtime. 6:45 on Friday night, Houston Wildcats against the Anna Rockets at the Anna Gymnasium. Veteran head coach, Nate Barhorst for Anna. Second year head man, Caleb Fletterjohn for Houston. So you won't believe the savings at your Pro Hardware store, 112 East Pike and Jackson Center. Take advantage of major price cuts on DeWalt Power Tools. Free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets. And you can also save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets. At Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Tell Darren Yanks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement is Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. A good quick basket for Jackson Center, Chuck, to start the third quarter.
Lucas Hartle with a blow-by. Nice layup. Good job.
27-18. Bodkins lead is 9. The biggest has been 13. Bodkins attacking to our left. J.J. Meyer at the elbow. Flips it on the arc to teammate Jordan Herzog. Back to Meyer. Wants to shoot. Looking for a screen. Can't get open. Now to Herzog. On a weave. Ryland Paul into the top of the circle. Deals to Lenhart. He bowls his way into the lane, and Jackson Center strips it. Good hard-nosed defensive play. Oh, what a driving layup. A dandy. Woo!
My goodness.
Lucas Hartle took it 60 feet after the theft, and he made a twirling move in the paint area, spun right around two Bodkins defenders, and scored it to make it a 7-point game. Here come the Tigers. In the post, Herzog back to the basket. Spins. Oh, it's altered, but Platfoot. Here comes Jackson Center off and running. Down the floor, Cooper Hartle. Long pass to Platfoot in the lane. Bobbled it, got it back. Tried to hit a cutter. Bodkin stole it. Threw it out to Lenhart. Lenhart up the right side to Paul. Bodkins ahead by 7, 27-20. 90 seconds gone, third quarter. Trojans yet to score in the period. Foul line, Dosik for Bodkins. On the arc to Meyer. Bodkins ahead by 7. J.J. Meyer steers his way in from the right side of the floor. He's outside the paint area. Tries to shoot a runner, and his arm is grabbed.
Again, I like the way that J.J. Meyer is becoming a complete offensive basketball player.
Yeah, Bodkins running a lot of sets for the guards. If they can't get the three as a result of a skip pass, Trojans are clearing out and trying to get Meyer, Paul, Dosik, one-on-one in the open floor. Free throw, Meyer rims, hangs on the iron, and comes off. No good. 27-20. Botkins up 7. Second free throw, Meyer. It is right there. 28-20. Trojans ahead by 8. 6:12 left here in the third. Dribbling midcourt, Lucas Hartle for Jackson Center. Outside the arc to Lucas Heitkamp. High right to Platfoot. Cross court to Heitkamp. Long jumper. Hit the back brace and skied up on top of the backboard and hit a support. It's out of bounds.
That was a good look. I mean, I don't mind that shot at all.
Nope. Under 6 to play in the third. Here comes Botkins to the center line. It's Dosik. Gets a high screen from Platfoot. Doesn't use it. Near side to Meyer. Straight away Platfoot. I should say straight away Herzog picked up by Platfoot. Outside the arc on the right. Line drive. Three ball by Dosik is beautiful. Wow, Colin Dosik has had a great start to the season.
They have so many options that can shoot the three out there. That's a tough team to defend.
11-point game, 31-20 Botkins. After Jackson Center, it sliced it to 27-20 with 6-plus left in the third. Open player shooting the three for Jackson Center is Lucas Hartle. Swish! A long one from three-point land.
That's 15 for Lucas now.
He is getting untracked, finding the range, zeroing in. It is 31-23, 8-point lead for Botkins. Jackson Center not going away. Foul line, Herzog, guarded closely on the play, but Platfoot can't shoot. Gives it up to Meyer. Checked by Cooper Hartle, 30 feet out. And fading back and shooting the three is J.J. Meyer, who attracted contact. Ball was way short. But he's got a trio of free throws upcoming.
Yeah, you can't lunge at a three-point shooter. You need to go just put a hand in his face.
Because I tell you what, the wind, a strong breeze, will knock J.J. off his feet.
Yeah, a little bit.
And he'll go to the stripe and shoot three free throws. The first one was too hard. The second one swished. 32-23, Botkins ahead by 9. 4:49 left third quarter. How many points for J.J. Meyer, John?
He now has 11.
Second free throw, yep. 33-23, 10-point cushion for the Trojans. Jackson Center against token pressure. Lucas Heitkamp in backcourt. Picked up by Dosik. Huber sets a screen at the timeline. Ball goes to Huber. Deep right corner, Preston Sir. His long one, a little heavy, weak side rebound. Down to Paul, ahead to Dosik for Botkins. Paul, near side Herzog, shot fake. Foul line, carves out space in the lane. Dumps it down inside to Flora. Throws on the arc, intercepted. Taken away by Lucas Hartle, who stops and pops. He makes it, a long three ball. Woo! 10 in the quarter. Well done. Beautiful long range shot. Poured through. 33-26. How many in the period?
He's got 10 in the period, 18 for the game so far.
High right, Herzog for Botkins, which leads with 7, 33-26. Here's a duck under on the play, but Dosik nearly traveled. Don't think he did. Tight call, but because of his maneuver, he forced the defense to reach, and he gets the two-shot foul. Here is Dosik at the stripe, front rim, backboard, and good. 34-26, Botkins in front. Second one upcoming. It is on the way. Yep, both of them. Right in the center of the well. 35-26, Botkins in the lead. What a game here tonight for Lucas Hartle of the Jackson Center Tigers. He has been sharp, trying to bring the orange and black all the way back. Here's Lucas Heitkamp barreling down the lane, running to the rim, left-hand layup, kissed it in off the window. 35-28, two free throws for Botkins, matched by a Jackson Center field goal. 3:21 to go in the third quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it's Ryland Paul, fakes right, goes left. It's a screen on the play for Russell Lenhart. Ball thrown to Lenhart. Huber on him, 30 feet out. 3 minutes to go in the third. Straight away with the ball. It is Dosik for Botkins. Under three to play. Josick feeds Lenhart. Now J.J. Meyer. Meyer 30 feet out, top of the circle, foul line, doesn't shoot. Hand off to Herzog, shot fake. Now Josick 35 feet away. Josick wants to go one-on-one against Heitkamp, who shuts him off. Herzog foul line, one-on-one with Blackfoot. Ball bobbled, gotten back on the play by Herzog, who's guilty of traveling. And now Jackson Center with a chance to cut it to four or five for the first time in a long time.
Well, I'll tell you what, this has turned into a perimeter game for Botkins. Flatfoot has done a great job on Jordan Herzog. He's got two.
And he cannot get a look. Herzog can't find an opening. But Botkins has won this game so far from the perimeter. 2:26 to go in the third quarter. Jackson Center down seven. Here's a straightaway step back three by Flatfoot. You can count it. Here come the Tigers roaring from behind. 35-31. Timeout Botkins. 2:15 to go in the third. Trojans up only four on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Big three ball by Reed Blackfoot of Jackson Center caused the timeout from Botkins head coach Phil Groves. 35-31, Botkins' lead has been shriveled to four. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Trojans with the ball to our left. J.J. Meyer, head of the key, picked up by Sir. Herzog catches, 25 feet out, greeted by Blackfoot. Ball revolved around the top of the circle. Meyer, far right side, on the dribble with the left hand. 1:46 to go, third quarter. Botkins 35, Jackson Center 31. Handling the ball for Botkins is Dosick. Jackson Center's never led. Tigers have been down by as many as 13. Penetration by Lenhart for Botkins meets resistance at the elbow on the right and is fouled.
Huber did a great job defensively, and then all of a sudden he stuck a hand in, and that's what got the foul.
Botkins has not committed a foul of the period. Jackson Center, four. Next foul, Tigers. Botkins shoot two. Pass to the inside. Great overplay. Great overplay by Jackson Center's Huber, who knocked it loose. And then Meyer for Botkins with a terrific track of the loose ball, leaped in the air, snared it off the ground, came back to the hardwood.
Now he dribbled it before he came back to the hardwood. That was a terrible call.
Didn't appear to have walked, but that was the ruling by the official. Jackson Center gets possession after a weird play that goes in the home team's favor. 35-31, Tigers down four with possession. 1:12 left, third quarter. 30 feet out, drive to the rim, Jackson Center in the lane area. Lucas Heitkamp can't find the ball. It's on the ground. Lucas bats it to a teammate. Tiger player picks it up at midcourt, sliding about 6 or 7 feet with the ball as Lucas Heitkamp. And it is ruled what? A jump arrow?
Yeah, they called it a held ball, and it's going to be Botkins basketball.
Might have been a travel on the Tigers anyway after collecting the ball on the floor. It looked like Lucas Heitkamp slid forever.
He went halfway up the Tiger. That's how far he slid.
So I think in the end, Botkins getting possession is justified. 1 minute to go. Third quarter of this game, 35-31. Jackson Center trails by four. Botkins attacking to our left. It's J.J. Meyer on the arc. Straightaway Herzog. Reed Platfoot all over him. Left side throw to Dosik. Skips it cross court to Lenhart. Lenhart looks for the cutter. Can't find one. Goes to Herzog. Back to the rim. Foul stripe. Goes to work with Platfoot. Gets him off the ground. Shot by Herzog. Crooked off to the left. It was modified by the 6'6 Platfoot. Easy rebound Huber for the Tigers. Half minute to go. Third quarter. Jackson Center has clawed its way right back into the thick of this game. Here's a push-off on the play by Reed Platfoot, who started a drive from 20 feet away, got to the foul line, and landed an elbow in the chest of a Trojan. Offensive foul. Because it's player control, it's not shooting.
Right.
It is the fifth, though, on the Tigers. Botkins will shoot two here in the final 25 ticks of the third quarter.
That's just a reflex when you run into traffic, is to get that arm, try to get you a little bit of room.
Yep, here's Dosik at midcourt for Botkins. Down to 11, 10, 9, Botkin starts to drive into the corner, and the first of Dosik. He gives it up. Now to J.J. Meyer, 35 feet away. Good tight defense by Huber. Huber strips it. It goes out of bounds. Off of Jackson Center. Botkin's ball side court. 1.3 to go. Third quarter. Big shot coming here. Botkin's up four. J.J. Meyer to Dosik. Head of the key. A running 25-footer. The 25-footer. It's good! It's good! Oh, what a shot by Dosik. He left the floor from well over 30 feet out. Came down still a few feet beyond the three-point line and drained it. Was nearly fouled. What a one-on-one play by Dosik of Botkins, which pushes the lead to 7. It was ruled just a 2. Somehow, some way, his foot was on the line.
I'm sorry.
It was 35-31. The three-pointer does make it 38-31. It was clearly a triple for Dosik, and that is a huge field goal for Botkins in the final 1.3 of the third quarter. And that was the Wisebridge play of the third quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Oh, that was a monumental field goal by Dosik for Botkins. Final 1.3 of the third quarter. Again, it was well beyond 30 feet when he left the floor. Came down on the hardwood, still beyond the three-point line, and floated in the shot on the run. Well guarded.
I think he got fouled.
I thought he might have gotten fouled, too. First 20 seconds, fourth quarter. Jackson Center behind by 7 with the ball. Baseline fall away jump shot. Rimming for Lucas Hartle. It won't go. Tough break. Rebound Botkins. Jackson Center had cut it to 35-31. Final 20 seconds of the third quarter. Oh, what a scoop shot by J.J. Meyer. Dazzling play. He knifed through the defense. Low on the left. Slipped it in from Dan Aranis' knees. Banked it in. 40-31. Botkins up 9. Minute gone. Fourth quarter. Here, Jackson Center. Shot fake by Lucas Heitkamp. He hands off on the play to Lucas Hartle. He slices to the rim, scores, and a foul on Botkins.
That kid has become one heck of a basketball player just in their first three games. He's got 20 now going to the free throw line.
Oh, Lucas Hartle is stuffing the nets with points tonight. Fouled in the act of scoring right there. He's at the free throw line, shot at a three-point play. 1 minute gone here in the fourth. Botkins 40, Jackson Center 33. Heck of a game tonight here at the Habitat of the Cat in Jackson Center. SCAL boys action. Botkins trying to win on the road. Jackson Center looking for win number 1 of the year. They'll have to rally to get it done. Free throw, Lucas Hartle is good. 40-34. Botkins ahead by 6. Here is Dosik in the half court for Botkins. Now to J.J. Meyer. J.J. between the circles, fakes left, goes right. Looks for Dosik on the back cut. Nothing there. Dosik comes out to get it. Dosik loses the ball. Scrapes it off the hardwood. Goes to Herzog. Now Meyer near midcourt. 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. 40-34. Botkins by a half dozen. J.J. Meyer behind the screen. Good play by Lenhart. Shot by J.J. off the mark, though. And Jackson gets the carom. Down to Huber. Jackson center can cut it to 4 or 3. Here's Blackfoot trying to enter into the post. Botkins goes over the back and knocks down the Tiger player. Common foul, second on Botkins in the fourth. Keep in mind on the fifth, the other team shoots two, no more 1-1. 6:11 remaining here in the fourth quarter of this game. Jackson center behind by 6 with the ball, baseline right of the rim. It'll be triggered inbounds by 5'11 senior Xavier Lowe. Lowe on the left, it goes to Blackfoot. Shot fake, up strong, around, and good! Fine, inbounds maneuver, but Jackson center from point-blank range. It's Blackfoot to trim the lead to 4 for Botkins at 40-36. Coming out the edge for Jackson center is Hartle, and he's a bit too aggressive. Foul against the Tigers. 5:55 left in this game. Botkins 40, Jackson center 36. J.J. Meyer inbounds backcourt to Dosik. Dosik on the bounce. They clear out for him. Into the lane, back to the basket, out of Paul. On a weave to Herzog. He twirls into the paint area. Ducks under Blackfoot. Shot is high off the top of the backboard. Backboard. That's because Blackfoot got a piece of Herzog's arm. Good shot fake by Herzog. Blackfoot stayed with it. Herzog was going to have a difficult time making that one. Blackfoot did tag him on the forearm, awarding Herzog a couple freebies. The first one is good.
That's only 3 points now for Jordan Herzog.
41-36. Botkins in the lead by 5. 5:41 to go here in the fourth. Second shot by Herzog. Much too hard. Rebound Huber for Jackson center. Herzog hasn't had many shots. Very few clean looks. Not an opening in the lane for Botkins' offense, which has done damage from the perimeter. Here's Blackfoot driving right side of the floor. And a Botkins player arrives late. Can't draw the charge. It's a block. And Blackfoot in the act of shooting gets 2.
Good call.
5:27 to go here in the fourth. Blackfoot at the charity stripe for Jackson center, which can whittle the Botkins edge all the way down to 3 points. Three Blackfoot, 1, 2, 3, 4 bounces, fires, and makes. Botkins 41, Jackson center 37. 5:27 left, fourth quarter. Second free throw here for Blackfoot. 2 bounces, and he connects. 41-38. Jackson center has been down by as many as 13. Now it's 3. 5:18 left in the fourth quarter. Outside the arc of the left, it is Dosik. Now to J.J. Meyer. J.J. Meyer starts a drive. Weaves to Herzog. Near side pass, Ryland Paul. Paul back to the basket in the paint. Weaves to Meyer. Meyer 10 feet away, right in front, goes to Herzog. Little half hook shot. Banker from 10. Missed. Rebound punched out in the corner by Botkins. Herzog can't get free on the interior. Outstanding defense by Huber and Blackfoot on Herzog of Botkins.
Yeah, that was not a good shot.
And Jackson center can tie with a triple. Here come the Tigers, down 41-38, 4:52 to go here in the fourth. Head of the key, it's Heitkamp. Dribbling, open area down the lane, to the rack, got it! What a drive, Lucas Heitkamp, 1 point game. Botkins 41, Jackson center 40, 4:37 left here in the fourth. Momentary delay, and We're back in a half minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Here we go, final 428. Jackson Center has shaved the Botkins advantage to one. It's been as much as 13. 4:20 to go, fourth quarter. J.J. Meyer on the arc for Botkins. Looks for a back cutter in the person of Dosik. He's not there. They restart the attack 25 feet away. It's Lenhart. Now on top to Herzog. To J.J. Meyer. Meyer looks for Paul cutting. Not available. Under four to play in the game. Fake to the right, but Dosik into the paint area. Hands off to Lenhart. Knocked free. Right away, but Jackson Center. Dive for the loose ball. Foul Botkins in backcourt.
Well, I tell you what, Jackson Center is playing Jackson Center defense in this half.
Oh, are the Tigers so tenacious here in the second half of this game. 41-40, Botkins up one, 3:53 left. Jackson Center can take the lead with this possession. Tigers fell behind at the outset, 12-2. Have trailed by as many as 13. On top is Cuba. 3:35 to go. Tiger possession. Coming out to catch Lucas Heitkamp. Near side, Platfoot. Platfoot picked up by Lenhart. Straight away, Huber. Right wing to Lowe. Lowe to Platfoot. Back to the basket at the elbow. 14 feet away. Hits a cutter, Huber. Down the lane. Reverse layup. Too hard. Rebound, Botkins. Jackson Center had a chance. Here's a dribble drive. Top of the circle, Herzog. Tiger arrives late. Defensive foul.
Correct call.
Xavier Lowe tried to sell the charge, but he did not arrive in time. 41-40. Botkins up one. 3:17 to go.
With a heck of an effort by Lowe to get there. He was just a half a step short.
Inbounding right in front of the Trojans bench is J.J. Meyer for Botkins. Hands in to Dosik. 14 fouls on Botkins, 3 on Jackson Center. Dosik in the lane, cut off, surrounded, gets rid of it to Ryland Paul. Ball 30 feet away, 20 feet away now. Screen from Herzog, now to Lenhart. Left side pass, J.J. Meyer. Meyer at the elbow, bounce pass, Lenhart low on the left, against Huber, in the paint area, back to the basket, gets out of the lane in time, feeds Paul on top. Left side, J.J. Meyer with a trifecta. It is short, no good. Rebound tap, and it is scooped up on the play by Lowe. Jackson Center's got it. Down one. 2:38 to go. Lucas Heitkamp, midcourt, veers to the right. Straight away, Platfoot. Picked up by Herzog. Platfoot puts it on the deck. Barges down the left side of the lane. Left-handed driving layup. Bank in! Platfoot gives Jackson Center the lead. 42-41 Tigers. 2:19 to go, fourth quarter.
First lead, am I correct?
Yep. Here is Meyer at midcourt for Botkins. 2:09, 2:08 to go. Herzog takes it far right side. Skips it cross court to J.J. Meyer. Shot fake behind the arc. And he speeds to the rim in the act of shooting. He's hacked on the wrist, and he'll get two. 2:05 left here in the fourth. 42-41. Jackson Center up one. Reed Platfoot's now scored how many, Chuck?
Reed has now got 13.
J.J. Meyer shooting two. Tagged on the arm in the act of shooting, and he nails it. 42-42 tie. J.J. Meyer shooting again for Botkins for the lead. He eyes the goal. Swish again. Two perfect free throws from J.J. Meyer, and it's 43-42. Botkins up one. Under two to go in the game. Jackson Center had gotten the lead at 42-41. With just over two to play, two Meyer free throws enable Botkins to retain the advantage. We're down to 1:41 to go. Huber trapped at midcourt for Jackson Center. Gives it up on the play to teammate Lucas Heitkamp, who gets a timeout. 1:39 to play. 1-point lead, Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Oh, what a heck of a game this has turned out to be. Jackson Center down one with the ball at the foul line. Huber tries to hit a back cutter along the right baseline, but no one's home.
It was a good thought, but nobody did the back door.
The ball rolled out of bounds. Bad pass. Jackson Center. Miscommunication. Botkins has the ball up one. 80 seconds to go in the game. 43-42 Trojans. Here is Dosik. 30 feet out. Goes to Herzog. Herzog against Platfoot. Right side pass. It is Ryland Paul on the bounce. On a weave to Meyer. Meyer goes right baseline to Dosik. In the lane to Paul. Off balance. 8-footer. It's good! In traffic. A thicket of players. And Ryland Paul made it happen. Good maneuver. Botkins by 3, 45-42. 54 seconds to go in the game. Huber comes out to catch. Straightaway Platfoot on Herzog. Jackson Center flips it top of the circle. Lucas Heitkamp goes to Platfoot foul line. Back to Heitkamp. Tries to work free behind the arc. Can't do it. Goes to Platfoot. 34 seconds to go. To Xavier Lowe. Straightaway Lucas Hartle. Hartle retreats. Clock winding down. 28-27. 3-point lead Botkins. 30 feet out. Hartle. Long triple. Hits the rim. No good. Collision on the rebound. Bodies fly. Out of bounds to Botkins. Botkins gets a timeout, leading the three with 20.2 to go. 45-42. Trojans on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
20.2 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Botkins possession down to our right. Trojans up 3. Jackson Center will have to foul. Botkins will shoot 2 because Jackson Center's committed 4 fouls already here in the fourth quarter. It's inbounded by Herzog, and Herzog gets it back. He's wrapped up by Platfoot, 75 feet from the basket. Herzog the other way gets a pair for Botkins. which leads by three, 45-42, with 16.6 to go in the game.
Herzog been there twice. He's one for two.
And here, Chuck, is where the leading team has got the big advantage. No more one and one. You get two at the strike.
Yeah, it's a little pressure.
Free throw by Herzog. He makes it. It was pure all net. Line drive free throw by Herzog makes it a two-possession game unless Bodkins would foul on a made three. Four-point contest, 46-42. Second shot by Herzog is too hard. Long rebound to Jackson Centers, Lucas Hartle. Hartle splits two defenders, goes down the floor, in the lane, by the double dribble or walk, and he did. 11.1 left. Bodkins in the lead before. And we've got a timeout by the Trojans who have possession, leading by four, 11 ticks left to go, fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Yep, Jackson Center took the lead for the first time with 2:05 to go in this game at 42-41. Since then, Bodkins on a 5-0 run. Trojans ball, 11 seconds to go. Jackson Center's got a foul. Inbounded J.J. Meyer in backcourt, and it is a player for Jackson Center, the person of Xavier Lowe, who comes up from behind and throws his arms around him. Two free throws, Meyer, a second ticked off the clock. 10 to go in the game. Jackson Center up four. J.J. Meyer throws the charity strike, pumps it up, and it curls out to the left. No good. 46-42, Bodkins. If he misses this, Bodkins would have to foul Jackson Center on a made three. Foul shot by Meyer is good, and that clearly makes it a two-possession game. Five-point contest. Long pass down the floor to Platfoot. He launches a three, short, no good. Rebound Lenhart to Herzog, and it's over! Bodkins defeats Jackson Center on the road here at the Tigers gym tonight, 47-42. Jackson Center came from 13 down when he hit the one with just over two to play. But Bodkins stays off the Tigers' charge and wins it the five, 47-42. Reed Platfoot did a very good job on Herzog in the middle. Good D from Platfoot of Jackson Center, but the perimeter players for the Bodkins Trojans got it done. That was the difference. Poor start to the game for Jackson Center. Hot beginning for Bodkins. We'll return with more from Jackson Center in a few minutes. Bodkins 47, Jackson Center 42, a final here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well. Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Belle Fountain, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spirion, an amazing career starts here.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Welcome back to Jackson Center. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. The Bodkins Trojans have hung on to defeat the Jackson Center Tigers in boys SCAL action tonight, 47-42 for Jackson Center in the three losses so far this year. It's been a bad quarter in each game, but tonight it was a very poor start. Not a good opening 8 minutes for Jackson Center. Bodkins built an early 12-2 lead. Bodkins has now won four straight, defeating Waynesfield, Goshen, Riverside, Fort Loramie, and Jackson Center here this evening. Big win for the Trojans on the road away from the confines of the Bodkins gym, Chuck.
Well, Jackson outscored Bodkins 26-20 in the second half, and that's kind of been their M.O. They play really well for three quarters, like you said, and they always have one, so far, one quarter that's kind of hurt them. They've really lost it offensively. I thought they played pretty well tonight for the most part. They only had four young men score. So that's something they're going to have to do. They're going to have to get more help. Four people scoring is not going to win a basketball game.
No, and that's been the challenge so far for Coach Kloffenstein's club. More balance, more scoring throughout the starting five. Next contest for Jackson Center is on the road on Friday at Fort Loramie. Meanwhile, Bodkins takes on Fairlawn this coming Friday evening at the Bodkins gym. We'll have more from here at Jackson Center in a moment. 5-point win for Bodkins tonight, 47-42 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Final score once again tonight. Botkin survives a late flurry of the Jackson Center and wins 47-42. Trojans score the final 6 points in the last 2 minutes of this game after Jackson Center went up by one. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring. Who are our Clancy's Award winners?
Well, individual scoring tonight for the Trojans on the road. They were led by J.J. Meyer with 17. Dosick had 11, and Paul had 10. A lot of that one is in the first half. My Clancy's player of the game is going to be J.J. Meyer. On the other side, Jackson only had four young men that scored. They got 21 points out of Lucas Hartle and 13 out of Reed Platfoot, 6 from Heitkamp, and only 2 from, they got 2 from Lowe. It's 42 for the game. That start killed them. But the Clancy's players of the game are Lucas Hartle and J.J. Meyer.
And Botkin's got 20, let's see, how many points? 28 from the guards.
Yes.
17, 10, 11.
38.
38 of Botkin's 47 points from perimeter players.
Yep.
They were really sharp tonight. They paved the way for the Botkin's triumph away from home here at Jackson Center. Those are our stars of the game, brought to you by Clancy's on Wapak in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Once again, so many thanks to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Our next broadcast here on Scores Broadcast, scoresbroadcast.com. Too many broadcasts in there. Friday night from Anna. Houston Wildcats take on the Anna Rockets. On the air about a quarter to 7, tip off 7:15 or so. Check us online, 20 till 7. We could begin our pregame that soon. We'll have pregame comments from Nate Barhorst, head coach of Anna, and Caleb Pletter, John, head coach of Houston in his second season. 5-point win for Botkins, 47-42, outscoring Jackson Center, 6-0 over the last 2 minutes plus. Chuck enjoyed it. A lot of fun. Thanks to our online audience tonight. Turned into a great game. Jackson Center fell behind by 13 on a couple of occasions. Rallied to take the lead with just over 2 to play, but could not close the deal. For our online audience, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from Jackson Center. Final score, once again, Botkins Trojans 47, Jackson Center Tigers 42.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney, high quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.